Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John, good morning and welcome back.
Well, good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
How much of the game did you make it through last night?
John, I caught the first half and then I was out.
I did the same thing. And you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, please, I hope they held that lead. And then when you see that final score, it's like, whoa! What a game.
Yeah,
I think the Steelers are still scoring over at Heinz Field.
Good point.
All right, let's get to our movies this week. We start with a familiar character in a new flick. It's the Grinch back again. You know, after Jim Carrey did the quintessential Grinch, you wonder if anything else can ever live up to that. What about this one?
That's right. Yeah, this one, John, it kind of goes back more to the original. Even the Dr. Seuss book, it kind of leans more towards that than anything else. Now, back in 2000, you mentioned the Ron Howard movie with Jim Carrey playing the Grinch, and that's what sticks out, his physicality, the way he was able to bring an animated feature to the live big screen, and he did a great job at that. But it was really less than that 1966 TV special that we all remember, where, like, one of the things that stick in your mind most is Boris Karloff doing the narration over the Grinch character. But the story's still the same, John. In this animated version, it's Benedict Cumberbatch, and he does the voice of the Grinch. But it's that same message that comes through, that message of how spreading love and kindness is really what we need today. And it's unmistakable the way that they keyed this into this particular animated feature, based on the politically turbulent era that we're kind of living through right now. You can see that they did some things on purpose. It's a good animated film. It's computer-generated animation, so the colorful palette, you get that clear, crisp, just a beautiful picture to watch. And you know what, John? Snow's going to start flying around here tonight or tomorrow, and it's perfect time of year.
Absolutely. You always love a little bit of Grinch in your Christmas. All right, let's move to Overlord. And just based on that trailer, I got a feeling this has got a lot of jump moments in it.
Oh, John, Overlord, rated R, shows Jovan Adepo and Kurt Russell's son, Wyatt Russell, is a star in this movie. And what it is, it's so unusual, but it's part revisionist war drama, almost like you would see like in Saving Private Ryan or Inglourious, no, more like Inglourious Bastards, where they take some actual events and they kind of twist it. And in this case, they twist it into this zombie thriller that would make Quentin Tarantino squirm.
Really?
So over the top. Oh, my gosh. Horror fans are going to love this movie. So what it is it's just, so they've taken D-Day. So we all know D-Day was June 6, 1944.
Right.
The night before, on June 5th, this group of paratroopers went behind enemy lines, and their goal was to take out this church that had some communications equipment in it for the Nazis. Well, when they get there, they find out that there's more going on there than just communications. There's experiments on people that turns them into these zombies. So you get that World War II action, and it's really good how they do it. And you get this zombie flick that, you're right, John, it's scary, it's gory, it's... This was just such a fun popcorn movie, and what says the holiday season better than something like a zombie?
You just said it's scary, it's gory, and it's fun, all in the same sentence. Overlord, I'll bet that's rated R.
Rated R.
Yeah, all right. Let's move on to Girl in the Spider's Web. This one sounds like another edgier seat movie, John.
Yeah, John, this is an edgy movie, Girl in the Spider's Web, and we know this movie. We know it from Lisbeth Salander. She's the hacker vigilante that stars in that's the lead character in all these movies. And how it started was there was a Stieg Larsson's bestsellers, and it was Girl in the Dragon Tattoo. And so back in 2009, Noomi Rapace, she did a trilogy, and it was so successful overseas, and it did a little bit here in the United States, but overseas it did huge business. So in 2011, they redid it with Rooney Mara,
right,
in the starring role as Lisbeth in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. So this time, this is more of a reboot, and it kind of gets away from the books just a little bit, but it's that same character, and this one stars Claire Foy. Now, I really like Claire Foy. If you remember last month, John, there was a movie, First Man, with Ryan Gosling, about Neil Armstrong. She played Janet Armstrong, Neil's wife. Did a great job. In this movie, unfortunately, she's slightly miscast. There are going to be some fans out there that like that sort of nihilistic computer hacking, got to save the world from the people that stole the computer with all the nuclear information on it type movie. It just didn't work for me. It just missed the mark.
Two out of three isn't bad for the week. John, appreciate your time this morning. As always, see you at the box office.
Thanks, John.
And as we head into the weekend, here are the top five. Halloween's at 5, A Star is Born 4, Nobody's Fool 3, The Nutcracker in the Four Realms is at 2, and Bohemian Rhapsody is holding down the number one spot.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.